And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TVs, shows, comic books, and I guess TVs too, technology, and TDLR, the Internet of Things. If you would like to talk to us, you can contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you may call us at 801-896-4335, which spells geek if you have one of those telephones still, which you can see the numbers. And if you want to, you can follow us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired. Is that it? Yeah. And if you give us, is it a dollar to get the Discord?
You get to join Discord.
Yeah. If you give us a dollar, you can...
And eternal gratitude.
And yeah, you get our eternal gratitude, sorry.
Except for Ted's.
And Ted, no. Yeah, no. Ted doesn't care. And you can join in on all of the fun shenanigans that we talk about. And you can debate whether PS4 is better than Xbox One, which was what we were debating last night. Well, one of the nights.
And you also can get the podcast early.
Yeah, you can also get the podcast early. I forgot about that. Yeah.
In the final week on our Patreon, if you're not supporting us, still head over to patreon.com/geekswired. And we have one final week to go vote for the Great Jedi Debate. About who is right.
How many votes do we have so far?
Ted or me? Well, I could go look.
While he's pulling up the results, we should probably get intros in.
All right, so
today, the one who did all the intro stuff was yours truly, Anthony.
Wow. You know, a good host would wait to last or not even introduce
I'm
himself.
The most important.
But your head is so big.
The one that was talking
earlier. No wonder all your headphones look weird.
Okay, well, fine. We are also joined by Bill.
We have three votes.
Three votes?
Sweet, I'm winning.
Are you sure?
You can't even see.
It's right there. If you go and vote, you can find out.
Yeah, you can see the results.
I feel like that's cheating.
And Anna, go we're also her. Joined by Anna.
Hello, I'm here.
And Theodore.
The odor E.
The odor E. Eventually I'll get that right. I won't get that right.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
So what are we going to talk about on this fine day?
Well, we also could talk about the events coming up that we're having.
Oh, yeah,
yet.
We could do that too.
With Snake River Fandom Con is at the end of September, which is going to be, well, this will work. It's going to be September 28th, 29th, and 30th. If you get VIP tickets, you can do the dinner on the 27th, the meet and greet. And we will be doing a live recording on the 30th at Snake River Fandom Con. You also can head over to their website or their Patreon page as well, which are in the show, the links in the show notes.
In the show notes.
Yes. It's safer that way. And we can start things off with the stuff that I really, really like. Oh, we have also already named the episode. So we have some of the information because it just happened today. Is Apple did their stuff. So I have named the episode 319, iPhone XS Max.
I get it because it's the XS.
Yes. They have all the
so
things.
Tennis.
Let's do that or the Ben Tennyson Max.
Yeah, this is better.
But he's been wearing an iWatch this entire time.
That's not called an iWatch.
I have not watched Ben 10 in forever.
I know.
That's not a wristwatch.
It's an Apple Watch.
There's no apples.
Yeah.
Someone spent way too much money.
Anthony's just jealous. He wants the iPhone XS Max.
Don't actually. I'm okay with mine.
You know what you can tell
I
about someone when you see that when
so
they pull up their iPhone.
Yeah,
you can instantly tell that they're gullible and prone to marketing scams.
Nah,
maybe we should just talk instantly. About. Well, no, we'll come to the Apple stuff in a bit because there's some interesting things about what they've done.
The naming that they've chosen for their next generation is kind of weird.
Yeah, so we're having fun with that, but we're going to talk about Sony and them not liking cross-platform still.
They still don't like it?
They still don't like it. So much so that they are arguing against Fortnite now.
Does Fortnite allow it right now?
Fortnite allows it right now.
Oh.
Cross-platform.
Nice.
And Sony's like, we're not going to allow it because PlayStation's just the best place to play it. There's nothing better.
So I was arguing all for PlayStation in that debate that we were having, which was in the wrong channel, but we got another one.
Within the internal group. Yeah.
We did end up talking more in the public one, but anyways.
We're going to make sure that happens.
Yeah, I was all arguing for PS4 over, or for PlayStation over Xbox, except for this I don't get, and it's annoying.
They're not
like everybody else is willing to. Well, Nintendo hasn't really chimed in, but they've never really been.
Nintendo is in.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you can play Fortnite.
Never mind.
Cross-platform. You can play on your Switch. You can play with your PC friends, your Xbox friends, your iOS friends,
your Android friends.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
The beta is.
Oh, right.
Started, I believe, or they're open, getting ready to open it.
Eventually, though.
Yeah, so.
So the only one, well, PlayStation is still there, but they may not let it be there for long, is what you're saying?
Oh, no. Well, as of now, they're blocking the cross-platform.
Oh.
And Sony argues that, you know, they have, because they have allowed some games to allow cross-platform. Yes, apparently, there's a few games that, I forget which ones it was.
I would pull support from PlayStation. I'd stop selling the apps and just.
Well, that's what Bethesda is threatening to do with Fallout 76.
Yeah, I'd be like, my game is big enough, and Fortnite, I believe, is, mm-hmm. and Fallout 2. Like, that's fine. If you don't want my stuff on there, I just won't. But I think cross-platform is the best way to go. And if, you know, something runs better on PlayStation, then those PlayStation players will have the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's something that PlayStation could brag about. Like, you want to get all the kills, you need to play it on a PlayStation.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Them trying to say no to cross-platforms, just dumb.
They have outsold. I think their stuff is that they have outsold the Xbox by a ridiculous amount. So, there's the Switch. Nobody, you know, the Switch is not in the same competition, and this starts putting the Switch in the same competition group.
Right.
Nintendo doesn't think they're in the same competition group, but now they're being forced into it. Xbox or Microsoft and Sony don't think theirs are in the same competition group, but they're just between each other.
Right.
And Sony, having sold so much, yes, a lot of people have PCs, doesn't mean everyone's playing games. A lot of people have phones, doesn't mean everyone's playing games. So it could be Sony going, we're the winners here. Why do we have to bend?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous, I think, you know. Because that sort of thing, like, that disappears overnight.
Mm.
That sort of edge. Because people are buying the latest and greatest all the freaking time. And, you know, if they can't get the titles they want, I mean, your console's useless without titles. So if they can't get the titles they want, they're not going to get your platform. I mean, that's probably the only reason that Nintendo's still afloat. They got really good franchises. They've got Zelda, they've got Metroid, they got Mario.
So does Sony, though. They have Spider-Man. They have...
Spider-Man just came out.
Yeah. They are the only ones who have Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of fun stuff with that.
But there's no reason that, like, Spider-Man is currently a Sony exclusive, but there's no reason that can't change in the future. Contracts expire.
They do.
You're right. Disney may force them to put it on other things.
Yeah.
Because even though it is owned by Sony, Disney has a good majority stock on this too.
So
for the Spider-Man part, at least.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if they see that. And honestly, I think unless they made it themselves, they really shouldn't be allowed to own.
They also have Last of Us.
Stuff like that.
Last of Us? Is that only PS4? Or only Sony?
I think so.
I have a little bit of a problem with that now that I've said that, but like I was reading an article the other day that was like the top 10 games that we're looking forward to, and almost every one of them in that list was like a sequel or part of a franchise. It was like the new Black Ops or
God of War.
Yeah, they were all like sequels. The new Spider-Man, the new this one. It wasn't like this is its own game. Like this game's coming out and looks
fair,
really good.
A lot, like, I'm going to bring up God of War. That one's completely different than its predecessors.
No, but so, they're all franchises.
They are.
Like,
but it's not like...
It seems a little
It's
ridiculous.
Not like Call of Duty where they're just rolling out a new one, like a new, just a new flavor of the week.
A new Madden every 6 months.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's like... This, like, with God of War, it's way different. So,
they update them. I mean, shooting at the...
That's my only defense.
There was a Far Cry movie or game that recently came out, like, with the last couple of years. And, you know, it was nothing like the first Far Cry. Other than, you know, first-person shooter.
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is the best one. I don't care.
I have no opinion. I was really excited when the first one came out because you could knock stuff over.
Ooh.
That was the big deal. That was their thing. It was like,
what year was that?
Like early thousands. But like we kept getting titles around that time that like their claim to fame was that, you know, destructible and movable landscape, and now I mean, that's just commonplace.
It was released on March 23rd, 2004.
See? Early 2000s?
Yeah.
Early thousands, I'd say. But
kind of the middle, almost. Almost.
Well, early.
Yeah, I guess early could be anywhere between 2000, like...
2020. It's still the early 2000s.
Oh.
Right around the turn of the millennium.
I thought you were meaning from 0 to 10.
Nope. I was not referring to that. I guess, though,
your statement was a little broad.
Yes. It was actually words and sound waves. It was not a female.
What else was on that list?
Oh, I don't remember. It was all sequels. And there was like one game that wasn't part of some franchise.
Was Spyro on there, too?
I don't even remember. I do remember seeing a new Black Ops or whatever.
On there.
Is it called Black Ops? It's Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
Just Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is not exclusive.
No, I'm not saying it's exclusive. Oh. I'm just saying that there's a lot of franchises.
The games that they were, that was, looked, that
you're not even paying attention,
to.
Bill.
Sorry, I was finding, I found the list.
You found the list?
This is the list of exclusives. There's actually quite a few.
Yeah, there are.
So, this is also by, like...
How many of them are Japan-only releases, though?
Oh, you had to ask that question.
I don't think it would probably...
I think everything that says
out.
Import is probably...
Wait, what does all that say hamster?
I see arcade archives. So there's also going to be a lot of, like, with this list, I think it includes a lot of the online by the cheapy games.
Oh, maybe.
So God of War, God of War 3.
Happy Manager. That sounds like a fun one.
Infamous, Horizon Zero Dawn.
God of War was on there. The Last Guardian. The Last of Us Remastered. The Last of Us is probably on. No, actually, it wouldn't be. This is for PS4, right?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Well, is it just... Yeah, this is PS4.
A lot of good ones.
Infamous.
JoJo.
Yeah, there's
Wait, scroll down to the bottom.
But we're
it says World of Warriors.
We're talking cross-platform as in that you can play cross-platform.
Yeah.
So, I mean, exclusives aren't really...
But that's what a lot of people argue, is that the exclusives are a big thing. Like, oh, PlayStation has so many more exclusives than Xbox. Well, here's the great thing. Let's look at Xbox. And if I change the stuff again, I could do the other one.
The thing is, nobody cares about quantity. You can have a million games that only exist on your platform.
The thing is...
Wow, but that list is tiny.
The list is tiny.
Compared to PlayStation's.
But if they're good, it doesn't matter.
Which most of these, I would argue, probably aren't.
Halo!
The latest ones you could argue.
Power Star Golf. Yep.
Forza was only on? Interesting. Cute.
Yep. Nope, they suck. Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people bought both the PS4 and the Xbox One because they were expecting exclusives on the Xbox One, like good ones. Like, besides Halo, there wasn't another one that came out. Like, Tomb Raider was an exclusive, and I will argue Tomb Raider to the death.
Pissed Ted. Off PlayStation.
Yeah. And so it was an exclusive for a little bit, but I think they eventually did release it on PS4 like a couple of months later, and on all the other ones too.
Didn't Tomb Raider start on the PlayStation?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, and the they PS1 were they, well. They Tomb were set Raider. To get the exclusive on the last one that came out, and then they walked away from Sony and they went to Microsoft.
Yeah.
So actually, PlayStation even had a demo of it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So they were all sorts of set for this. And then they walked away from Sony.
Hmm. It was a good game. I liked it. Is that even on this list anymore?
It may have been under the timed, because that's what I'm looking at is...
Oh, you're just doing all.
Well, I just would... Because they have variations. There's the full exclusive, game release exclusively on one console, platform exclusive, games release exclusively on a single family of consoles, timed released, games exclusive to a single console or family for a limited time, so then they'll shift over. So like Tomb Raider would do that. And then there's generation exclusive, or no, or timed, console exclusives is it's on a single console and then we'll go to PC and smartphones later, or smartphone.
Interesting. Are you going to put this on the show notes?
Yeah, we'll put this on the show notes.
Okay.
Here's stuff I Googled 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Hey, that's actually good a Google. Pretty good list. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, did you fact check that list before you added it to the show notes?
Well, that's the great thing about time between posting and, you know, me not caring.
Then you have to go back and edit. Well, we're not putting it in the show notes because it didn't pass fact check muster.
If you don't see these things in the show notes, then you know that it did not pass the fact check of
Is Reddit down?
The stuff. It did exist. What?
Is Reddit down?
Is that what? Oh.
Yeah, refresh it. See if it comes back up.
I'm wondering if...
Oh, no. Reddit's down. The guys, Reddit breaking down. News. Reddit's down.
Never mind. It's up.
Reddit's up.
Reddit's
again.
Back up. Breaking news. Reddit just came back up.
Now you can Reddit about your stress.
Reddit about your lack of Reddit?
Yeah.
Hey, no.
If Reddit and Google went down?
Oh. Well, then they have Twitter. Oh, no,
you
sorry.
You shut your face.
If Google went down and people had to do searches, they'd just use Bing. I don't see the problem here.
Well, hooray, Reddit is working.
Yay.
Way to be on the ball, Anna.
Woo.
Yay. Woo-hoo. It's always good. So.
Yeah.
Moving in. Wrong one. There it goes. Let's go this way. So moving into apps. Which is what the Reddit was all about.
Oh.
Let's see. There it is.
There it is.
So there was this game called Star Wars Rivals.
Hover back over it so I can read it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so there was a message that came out for those who got into the beta testing saying that they thank you for your stuff. And this message came out on September 11th, but they're saying that they will shut it down October 11th. And any money you spend in the game is lost. They're not giving you any money back. So, which means you gotta go to iPhone or Apple or Google and say, give me my money back. And they can go chase after who it is. But
they at least stopped you from doing in-app purchases from now on, at least.
Well, for the next
there
month.
There is that.
Oh, that's only if you got into the beta.
I know.
So, what most people did who didn't realize there was a beta or weren't able to get into it, they got a message on if you can pre-register for games on Google. When they pulled it from the App Store, mm-hmm. It pulled it from the pre-register game list,
mm-hmm.
Which meant you got a notification yet on the 11th stating the game is no longer in pre-register. Click this link to go download it. That link went to a dead app location.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or App Store location. Yeah. Pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah.
So the story behind this is Disney started this, but they handed a lot of stuff to EA. This was not one of them. They handed this one off to one of the other Zynga. They handed this one off to Zynga.
Oh, I just ditched some stocks in Zynga.
Yeah,
thank,
and if you know
thank
about
goodness
Zynga.
I ditched Zynga.
Yeah. You know about Zynga. It's not been doing well. So much so that for the past 3 months, this game has had no development.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So people have been playing it, been whatever, but nothing has moved forward with this. So people have been paying into it.
Hmm. That's crappy.
It does suck. Because this game was going to be, you would be able to battle in the stuff from the movies. So you'd be able to pick characters and stuff, and you'd be able to redo some of these battles from the movies or the shows. At least that is the way they were advertising it. So you control an army of minions, I guess.
So it's a strategy RTS game?
Yeah, it was kind of an RTS.
RTS-esque?
Yes. But that's the way they were advertising it.
Okay. Do you think they'll ever resurrect it?
I think it's dead.
No.
They might bring back something else under a different name-ish, but where they sold the rights to the Zynga. No.
And Zynga shuttered it.
Yep.
Way to go, Zynga.
Well, if Zynga goes under and they have to sell off stuff, someone else might get it.
Hmm.
Or Disney will take it back.
Yeah.
At a reduced cost.
And also, maybe there's even some stuff with the contract that Disney goes, you were supposed to do this.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you shut it down, it's ours again.
That's a good point.
Or you have 1 year to fix this, or it's ours again. Or, they, like I said, they can just totally remake it under a different name and go like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're Disney. We do what we want.
So, Bill.
Ted.
I went to Rose City Comic Con this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah?
Yep.
I bought
a picture of pineapple with butts on it. A butt on it. Just one butt.
Just one butt?
And a taco with a butt on it.
Do you want to talk about it?
It was quite amazing.
So it is called Comic Con.
Yeah. Rose City Comic Con. RCCC. Nope.
Mm.
Nope. I'm not giving you that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was good. It was taco butt about it. Taco butt it. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'll accept it. Okay. I have accepted your pun.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
My pun has been validated.
I'm tired. I apologize.
If you think Anthony's pun was punny, you can let him know by
giving us a call at 1-801-896-4335. That's 801-896-GEEK.
Or if you're
you can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Or you can check out, I don't know.
Or you can let me know directly on Discord in the chat.
Well, if they support us.
If they support us.
Message us in Discord.
If you don't, then you can use the other two methods.
Yeah. Well, you can message us in Discord. They can still message
people.
You
if they have your direct contact, yeah.
Oh, no. You send messages through Discord. You can send creators messages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can do that, too.
See, I wouldn't know that because I'm not a creator. I'm a co-creator.
Oh, Bill.
You're a supporter.
You made a con stuff, and then I didn't post any of my pictures in there.
No, I thought that was great.
I didn't even know you made a con stuff?
I did. For Ted's photos, because Ted posted a bunch of photos in it. And then he posted it in the general chat. I was like, whatever.
So, the thing about it was that my data was really, really bad in the con.
I
think there are so many people there, they're all just saturating the tower. So, when I got on Discord, it looked like it updated, but it didn't. And so, I tried to send the picture. I think I ended up sending a photo or two twice, but...
Mm-hmm. You did.
Like, it was because I would send it, and it would look like it sent it, and then it just would say failed later on. So, note to self, if you're going to a con, don't expect the data to work there if it's really busy. So, once I got a block or two away, it was fine, but, like, at the venue was really bad. But it was really cool. It was the biggest con I've been to. I mean, the only other con I've been to is the Snake River Fandom Con. But it was a lot of fun. And it'll be one of three conventions that I'm attending this month.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, he's going to be on a lot.
I'm going to a programmer symposium thing in St. Louis called Strange Loop. I plan on cosplaying for that one. I'm going to cosplay as a bug.
Nice.
Yep.
Are you really cosplaying for that?
No, that's a joke.
I was going to. Okay. I was like, really?
He'll be the
bold move.
I'm the only one from my work there, so no one will know.
Bold move.
Yeah, right. You will post pictures if you did that.
Or
everyone would know.
People would post pictures of you, and then it'll go viral, and then
the next
they'll
year,
notice it on the face of books and be like, is that Ted?
Maybe. Maybe that's a thing that'll happen.
It probably won't happen. I kind of want you to do that now.
I know. cosplay at a at a programmer.
Be bold. Fortune favors the bold.
Hey, that's he'll be the first one to do it. You know what? It'll become a thing.
People would remember me for sure.
Oh yeah.
For better or worse.
And then I am going to the Snake River Comic Con Fandom Con. But I'll only be hitting it on Sunday because I will be gone.
Which is the important day.
Yeah, that's the day we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exciting. So, woo-hoo! Yeah, my stock's full, but I had a lot of fun. There was a gal there, I can't remember her name, but she did alternate cover art for a bunch of the Steven Universe comic books, so I bought a comic book from that and had her draw a character in there. Actually, so she asked me, and she said she would draw my favorite character on the inside cover of the comic book. And I panicked because why would she make me choose? And I kind of ran away from the booth. And then I spent like 45 minutes the next day finding it again because I couldn't remember where it was.
So that's the thing. If you don't buy stuff at like you walk to a booth and you're like, oh, I need to remember this because I really want to honestly like get something from them.
Right.
And you should just buy it then and there because you will probably never find it.
Yeah.
Back on
because it's so big. So anyways, I was able to find it again because my brother has gone to a lot of cons. Mm. He's a hardcore comic book collector. So he goes to a lot of the different comic cons and whatnot. But he helped me find the booth again. And I got her to draw Garnet, but split apart.
Nice.
That way I got three characters instead of just one. And then I bought a booth with like pictures of stuff with butts. So I bought a pineapple and a taco, but there was a lot of other things with butts on them. It was pretty awesome. And I think the booth was called, I didn't take any pictures of it. I think the booth was called Stuff with Butts.
Stuff with Butts.
Yeah. And then.
Which if you say that really fast.
Stuff with Butts, Stuff with Butts, Stuff with Butts. I don't get it.
Okay, fine. Go on.
All right. I'm glad we had this conversation. So yeah, there was a lot of amazing stuff there. And there was a really sciencey booth that like wasn't science fiction, but it was like pretty sciencey and, sufficiently,
so like real science.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sufficiently nerdy. So they had like a little grab bag, like for $25, you can, you know, get stuff out of it. And there was some really cool stuff in there. They had a bunch of postcards and, things like that. I got a magnet that says somewhere something amazing is waiting to be discovered, which is a Carl Sagan quote, which he's pretty awesome. I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there, a lot of buttons and magnets and postcards and two poster, like smallish posters, and they got kind of folded bad in the trip back because I didn't have a board for them and they were kind of big, so I'm a little sad about that.
Next time you take a poster for rolling.
The thing is, yeah, I guess I could have, if I would have rolled them tighter, they would have been all right, but they kind of expanded because of rubber band. I took the rubber band off. I should have doubled the rubber band up and I didn't. So that was kind of sad. They weren't my super favorite, most favorite like poster things, but they were pretty okay. Neat. And then, yeah, I got some other stuff from it. So I was really excited about that. There was a lady there that I really wanted to buy some of her stuff, but I just couldn't, like, it was too pricey. Mm. But what she does is she goes around and she buys art from like estates and thrift stores and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then adds stuff onto it.
Kind of like the 2D2 and BB-8 I have.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that, kind of. But there was a painting that had been sitting in the sun. And so it was like really bleached out and kind of greenish colors anyways. Mm-hmm. And it was a lady standing. I mean, you know, it's famous art. I couldn't tell you who originally did it or anything like that. But she painted Admiral Akbar's head over the top of it.
Nice.
And like she did a really good job. She matched the colors and sort of made it look like the head, like Akbar was also faded and mm-hmm. everything, which was really cool. And then she did a lot of like just basic sceneries. And then she'd add like there was one... with a carriage. So, like people driving a carriage, and she added Batman and Robin to it, put the little bat logo in it, and like put a bat signal up in the sky, and like did stuff. And she kind of hides stuff in there too, so you can sit there and look at them for a while, and you notice little things for it.
That's cool.
So she had a lot, but they were big photos first off because they were big pictures. And I mean, she had prints too, but they were still pretty big. But yeah, they were just a little bit out of my acceptable price range.
Some of those like giant pictures and the frames and probably the stuff she's
But she added like you know, Mario and Metroid and she did Pikmin, and actually she did a lot of the more obscure video game references. So that was pretty cool. There was one with Bubble Bobble, and then one with like Pikmin and some of the other stuff, like, and they were all games that I just loved, so I was pretty excited about that, although I didn't buy anything. And then the Dragon Ball Z was just huge. There was a whole section just set aside for Dragon Ball Z. They're really pushing something Dragon Ball Z. I'm surprised it's still a thing.
Ball in general. Honestly. Are they in the middle of GT right now?
They have green hair now. I don't know what the deal is, but I guess green hair is the next step up from the blonde. It's been a little while since I watched much Dragon Ball.
I mean, there's enough interest in Dragon Ball for them to still be doing the abridged
version.
It's
probably Dragon Ball Z. You just got Dragon Ball.
No, Dragon Ball Z is the one that's after Dragon Ball. Like I said.
No, but I think it's Dragon Ball Z GT and stuff like that.
Click on the Dragon Ball Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
And then we can see the... There you go.
There's Z. And then there's GT. And there's Super. Oh, Super is the one that's currently going.
Yeah, so that must be what they're pimping right now.
It looks like in... Oh, never mind. I read that wrong.
Yeah, but I really liked Dragon Ball, you know, 20 years ago. Dragon Ball Z. And I thought Dragon Ball was a better... Like with little Goku. Was actually a better franchise than Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Heroes has just started.
Personally, but
it's a anime to promote the card and video game series announced in July.
Oh, good!
Yay! We like card games.
They actually did have card games, and they were like, "Do you want to play?" And I was like, "Oh man, I should come back and do that." And then I never did.
Oh,
yeah. Which now I kind of regret. And I saw Alex there. He was him and Jamie were cosplaying as.
Did you meet up with them?
Yeah, okay.
I was just wondering if you like met up with them like randomly or
no. I'd planned it. And,
okay,
and we
that's still cool. It just would have been more cool.
I wouldn't have recognized him.
Oh, you're not using Google.
I wouldn't have recognized him if we hadn't like suggested the meetup because of his cosplay and whatnot, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What was he cosplay as again? Sorry.
The Splatoon characters.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I saw the photos of that. That was cool.
Yeah, so he posted it on Instagram and whatnot, so. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed hanging out with him and whatnot, so.
That was fun. That's good.
All was good. And that's my Rose City Comic Con. Talk.
What was that thing you brought up?
Sword Art Online.
It was that, but why did you bring it up?
Well, talking about Dragon Ball, it kind of reminded me about that there's the new Dragon Ball series.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new series for Sword Art coming out.
When's it coming out?
That article was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I should probably have prepped it, because I know Showtime shows it.
That's because you got it from DuckDuckGo instead of Google. Why aren't we allowed to say that you DuckDuckGo instead of Google things?
I haven't heard of DuckDuckGo in a long time. What made
Sword Art Online comes out in 25 days, which is October 7th.
We don't care. Let's go back to this Google. Why don't you use Google?
I absolutely care.
Shut up. Why aren't you Googling things?
I care about this thing too.
I don't have to be nice.
Hey, you do.
Yeah, didn't we already figure that one out? Remember, I'm the nice person. It says no 25 times. Trying to give somebody back their time to go to another door. right. And Ted's standing back there going, well, you said no 5 times already.
So it comes out on
the 7th of October.
I don't know what that was.
On Tokyo MX.
Why won't you talk about DuckDuckGo?
Yeah, okay, now let's talk about DuckDuckGo.
I'm talking about this.
Why do you use DuckDuckGo?
We don't want to talk about that.
We can talk about that after.
Oh, I'm just actually having fun with it. I really don't care.
Explain DuckDuckGo.
Explain the duck. What the duck?
Why did you decide to use that instead of Google?
Because it was an add-on. This one's actually all...
So you got scammed into you like doing a browser extension, and now you're stuck with DuckDuckGo?
Oh, no, I decided to stay with it, because I haven't decided to change it back. I had Privacy Badger, and then there is a DuckDuckGo add-on, which is...
Somewhere?
Yeah, I don't even see it here now. Wherever it shall be. This actually has... Oh, there it is.
You might have it.
The DuckDuckGo Privacy Essentials. It's like Privacy Badger, but it's DuckDuckGo, which then it changes your search engine. And then I'm like, meh, I'll try it out.
I was just curious because I had recently was looking at this article that was talking about Microsoft and Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking about like how we tend to just kind of move from one thing to another, because I mean for me it was like, what was it was Yahoo, because it was advertised like crazy,
and also it was really the only ones around.
But the thing is it always seemed like garbage to me. Like I never liked it, and so then I used Dogpile for a while.
I never heard that.
But Dogpile did like a bunch of different search engines all at once. So what did you Ask Jeeves and Yahoo and whatever?
I forgot about Ask Jeeves.
And so Dogpile would give you results from a lot of different ones. It's probably around. And then Google came along, and I haven't used anything other than Google.
Holy crap, Ask still exists.
Yeah, probably.
No, it does.
And so it got me thinking about, like, I read the article saying that Microsoft was going to be setting, they were testing a warning saying don't install Chrome or Firefox, and it said something along the lines of you already have the best, safest browser, Edge, installed, so don't get that, you dummy. And
this is going to be in the Windows 10 October 2018 update,
so
it's going to push it again on this.
The thing that just gets me about this is that like they got in a whole bunch of trouble years ago.
Only in Europe.
In America. About a monopoly of Internet Explorer.
Well, no, it wasn't just Internet Explorer. That's why they have a hardware and software side now. And also, why not? They'll just join the likes of Facebook, Google. What was it last week? It was Facebook,
the class action.
Amazon,
not class action, sorry.
And Google and Uber. And so the monopoly big companies.
Yeah.
They're snubbing their nose at the government again. Even after catching them doing hokey things.
Just bad stuff. But yeah, I mean, because Microsoft basically had said, like, they thought they were being clever by putting Internet Explorer, like, embedded into the operating system.
Yeah.
By using it to also, you know, explores your files and the internet, and so you just use the same thing, and you can't uninstall it in an Explorer because it's part of the operating system, and that was their argument for whatever, and like they, you know, kind of got hit because people weren't really internet savvy back then and didn't even like know anything about other
which
browsers and whatnot.
That brings up another, how come Apple never got in trouble for Safari?
So this is the thing, and this is the same reason that Android got in trouble for forcing their stuff. Who makes Windows PCs?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who makes Apples?
Apple.
Yep. Apple is the only person who makes their stuff, so they can do whatever they feel like to it. As soon as they, if they were to expand to let anybody else make their stuff, they'd be in trouble.
Well,
okay.
I think they also wouldn't be able to get away with it if there was like no such thing as a PC. If the only computers out there were Apple computers, they would have a lot more problems with monopoly and stuff like that.
But that would also mean that there would be Yeah, the market would be completely different because...
Yeah, because nobody would own a computer because it'd be too expensive.
They'd only have the Apple option. You wouldn't have IBM, which is obviously not possible.
Right. But, you know, in a weird alternate future where Apple just bought up everything and just won.
Yeah, where they rule supreme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1984,
man.
I think they would have had the same problem. They would have run into the same problem. Probably. Where... You know,
because they had no competition at that point.
Yeah. So
anyways,
but it's just interesting that they were like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But
and this isn't, you know, Chrome isn't or Edge isn't the only bloatware they throw on Windows 10. This is the other stuff this article is talking about is they push OneDrive onto you.
They're doing that now.
They're already doing it.
No, they've been doing it and they're getting ready to because we talked about like a
they're
year
getting
ago,
ready to. Offload a lot of your stuff onto OneDrive.
Yeah, we were talking about that like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're really getting ready to do it.
Well, I'm wondering if there's going to be a mass exodus because another thing that I've noticed that they've been doing is adding ads to Windows proper.
Where?
I've got
on the lock screen.
Not necessarily just the lock screen, but
I've gotten
one or two pop-ups that weren't like a virus or anything. I double checked and they were legit like messages from it. And it was like, I can't remember. It's been a while since it happened. I wonder if they like backed down.
Maybe
or that whatever,
also, but. Maybe the other reason, because it's probably this notification. Because if I click on the, or you can do Windows A or click on your little notification.
Right.
I put mine at priority only. So I put in night mode. Oh, so yeah. I have less pop-ups in this thing.
But yeah, that it would notify me for products and services. And they were like Windows stuff, but it was like kind of, it was really addy.
Ask.
Yeah. And because they've got a locked market, they can do ads more. And I think one of the things we're running into in this world that we live in is that, and something that one of the guys said at the Comic-Con was that advertising isn't working the same as it used to. So TV, the cell phone is now the TV, and the TV is now the radio. As far as advertising goes, like all of your views come from a cell phone, so they're trying to do that. And where Windows 10 is cross-platform, both with the Windows mobile stuff that they do, and I can see them trying to like get ad stuff onto their Windows 10.
So there is stuff like your OneDrive, get the best deal in cloud storage with OneDrive.
Mm-hmm.
Now with extensions, Microsoft Edge faster. So you always want to earn while you browse, get free movies and games.
Yeah.
And I'll bet they do have a okay thing for earning free stuff.
Yeah, I use Bing for all my porn. So
there you go.
Yeah. But the point is, like, I was on a flight to Seattle from Boise, Idaho, and in the middle of the flight, the flight attendants got on the intercom and started selling a credit card.
Nice.
Wait, how much did you pay for this flight? Because shouldn't you have gotten a discount because of said advertisement? Forced advertisement?
I was pretty upset. I still think I'm going to
do it.
Be an old person and write a
letter. Do it.
Good thing I put on my headphones. I put on my headphones.
Thing is that once that happened, I stopped listening to any announcements they put over the call.
Yeah.
Like I put on my headphones and just ignored everything they had to say from then on out. So if there's anything important that they need me to know, I'm not going to know it because they're advertising to me. And my flight back, I don't know if they did it or not because I put on my headphones.
You were like, nope.
And I listened to a podcast on my phone I played my Game Boy. So
did they ask you to take your headphones off for a moment before they?
No,
because you could go like, are you going to give any advertisements during the safety speech?
Yeah, this was mid-flight, so
okay,
you know, whatever. But yeah,
that's
where you end up putting advertisements or stuff during the safety speech. You know, make sure your thing can be used or your seat can be used as a flotation device. And it can also hold the insert flight company's credit card right in this pocket.
this would be great to use if you were going to Wet and Wild water slides, which is now open into your final destination.
Yep.
Not everybody's going to the same place, though.
At the next stop.
I mean, we're all going to Seattle, so.
It could be the next stop. How about that?
But they could be going to other stop places. Yeah, I understand that, but fine. I was doing it off the cuff. I'm sorry.
I win.
So with that, speaking of advertisements,
yeah,
that we're gonna do our weekly thing we've been doing. It's not an ad really, but we're gonna let Captain Bangles talk about comics this week. And with that, we'll be right back.
Mike Game's still a thing. Bob here from Captain Bangles Comic Cove, and we've got the lowdown on what is up new, running, and coming out. My own personal favorite, Doctor Strange number 5 coming out. He went out into space trying to find his own magic, and now it sounds like he's going to have to go visit a dwarf and make some weapons. So anyway, that's what's going on up there. And Harley Quinn, of course, coming out, Hit Girl, Infinity, Immortal Hulk number 6. That's been really good. I think we talked about that before. Immortal Hulk, you know, he's just kind of almost a horror story type Hulk. But probably the big thing next week is not Jimmy's Bastards. It's Logan. The Return of Wolverine. He is coming back. And issue number 1 of 5 in the Return miniseries coming out here. And so I expect you all to be here for that. More Infinity Wars, Soldier Supreme, which is some sort of weird amalgam of Captain America and Stephen Strange. So, Stephen Rogers. Anyway, so that's coming out. Justice League is coming out, continuing its newest run. And, of course, Captain America Annual number 1. By the way, big news, guys. We actually have current comic boards and bags coming next week. I'm so sorry. They've been putting this off forever and ever and ever. Also, Black Hammer, Age of Doom coming out. So that'll be fun. What else we got coming out? Aquaman number 40, Sink Atlantis, Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows coming out. And Batman number 55, How Does He Feel? Now he's been let down at the altar. Catwoman left him there. And he's still moping around. I don't know. He's going to be turned into another whiny Spider-Man or something. I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, keep on with that action there. So, and again, like I said, Hit Girl, Kick-Ass is also coming out, Nightwing, New Challengers, Multiple Man, number 4. It comes out with multiple issues, multiple covers. No, not really. Anyway, Revenge of Wonderland and Rick and Morty will be here. Rick and Morty presents Sleepy Gary number 1. So, Strangers in Paradise, one of my own personal faves. And, of course, more Star Wars. And Star Wars Dr. Aphra. And Star Wars Lando, Double or Nothing. So, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. Thor number 5. Sounds like Marvel starting all over with the Thors, Wolverines, Docs, Hulks, everything. So, True Believers Iron Fist, repeating the first issue of Iron Fist by Thomas and Kane, a number 1 issue. And it's only $1, so great reprint there, action. West Coast Avengers, and another new fave, Venom First Host. So, anyway, come check that out. Also, Venom number 6 is coming out. Wrong Earth, an interesting one. And Witchblade, Wildstorm, and X-Men Gold. Can't have a week without an X-Man. Thank you very much, Bill. Talk to you later. I'm back. Yeah, after a very short reprieve. I also wanted to mention that Green Lantern number 1 is going to be coming out soon. And it's a whole new thing with a whole new writer and artist. And it's Grant Morrison. He's going to take them to the, Liam Sharp, he's going to take them into a realm of police action. Kind of like CSI, only with Green Lanterns and rings and stuff like that. But every issue is going to be an individual case. And instead of one Adam 12, it's going to be one Lantern 612. So anyway, look for Green Lantern number 1 to come out and blow people away. Adios.
And we're back.
Well, that certainly was edifying.
Yes.
I now know more about comic books.
Yay. That's always good news.
Full disclosure, I didn't listen to what whatever was just said.
Oh, no.
You broke the illusion.
I like comics.
Yeah.
Actually,
I gotta pick mine up still.
I bought Anna a comic book, a Gem and the Holograms comic when I was out and about, because Anna did not go on vacation with me.
I didn't get a chance to go with him.
I ditched her.
She was Tedless for a whole week.
I went and hung out, just me and my brother, at the Comic-Con.
Was it October? Speaking of, actually, October 31st is Free Comic Book Day. So you can head to your local comic book store.
Halloween.
Yeah, that's what it is. Free Comic Book Day. You
oh, really?
Two free comic book days a year, and one of them's Halloween.
That's cool. Are they Halloween themed? Some of them?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, we, depending on how things go, we may do something. I don't know, because we did the last free comic
book. Are we going to do a spooky podcast?
We could try. I don't know how well it's going to go.
Yeah.
But Halloween's on a Wednesday, which also is comic book release day. So, there's that. But go support your local comic book store and go check it out. And lots of fun.
That sounds like fun. Yes. So if you remember in a month and a half.
Oh, we'll probably talk about more. And maybe they will too.
Maybe. Bill could also do a Patreon post to remind people about it. I don't know. He's up to that.
I'll let our Discord members
know. That's also up. That's requires him to remember too. Which is no small task. Some days.
So, have you guys heard about Superman and Batman?
No, I haven't, actually. What
Didn't
about
they fight?
Yeah, they fight.
They fought.
They
Superman
did.
Died.
And then, Superman died, and then, well.
And then Superman came back.
Maybe.
And then Superman and Batman said, bye, Justice League, and they walked away.
They both walked away?
They both walked away.
Ah!
Henry Cavill and, forgot his name now, has walked away. Ben Affleck. They are leaving their roles.
Affleck.
Which means Henry Cavill will get, because he's been given time.
Yeah.
Apparently there was something where he couldn't be in the Supergirl movie and something, and then he was, they were like, fine, we'll just let you out of your contract. And he's like, okay. So I'm sure there's way more about behind that than just that.
DC, this is DC, right?
Yes, this is DC.
They really just kind of blew their wad. And ruined everything.
No.
I mean, because they could have, they have story.
Oh, gosh.
For they everything they need. Yeah. Right?
So much story.
But then they just rushed to it instead of doing it right.
No, I think they could have done it. They still, because DC, unlike
Marvel.
Well,
they did Batman versus Superman and Death of Superman in the same movie.
Yeah. And there's better, like the animated Batman v Superman is way better than the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And but animated is
so they rushed to it just so that they could get to this other thing, this Justice League.
Yeah, so they could build it up, and
they could do that. But they really rushed to it. They could have done a build up to it. They're just trying to.
But on the other side, DC, unlike Marvel, they've done so much. Like you show a bat symbol or you show an S, people know what that symbol represents. You didn't know the Iron Man symbol until the movies, because Iron Man...
An Iron Man symbol?
Yeah, his chest piece.
Oh, the arc reactor?
Yeah, but you didn't know who Iron Man was, or most people didn't know who Iron Man was until the movie came out, because he was a third-rung Avenger before the movie came out.
And then?
And then he became Guardians. But, Guardians is another one. That comic book was brought back like three times. They literally brought it back again for the movie, and they did a great job at it. DC doesn't need that as often, but they still could have done it better. Yeah. I'll admit that.
No, I feel like they were just rushing because they wanted to get something to compete with the Avengers, and they felt like that's how they had to do it.
And
they could have just gone right to Justice League. They really could have.
But
instead, they like burned through some really good storylines and standalone movies.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that they could lead up to this. It was dumb.
And that's the new 52 reboot. It was great for the Justice League. Like, Batman just does his thing, and it kind of is like the Justice League movie, where Green Lantern comes along, and he's chasing after one of Darkseid's minions, and then there's Batman. His first words are like, "You exist?" to Batman. Like, really? And that's a great way to introduce Batman. Everyone knows who Batman is.
Right. So, I don't know. I had a long conversation with my brother about that, so I thought I'd mention it, but because all the points he was making, I agreed. Like, I always felt like I was excited for Justice League, and then I never even watched it.
Don't totally blame you. I said this to another group, is I grew up with DC. I'm a DC fanboy. I will forgive them a lot more than I probably should. I jump in both feet with my rose-tinted glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I start wondering whether I'm actually an Olympic swimmer or drowning.
It's just I just feel like they could have done it better, but it's easier to complain than it is to do it yourself. So,
well, no, that's the other thing that's even worse, is that when people go, oh, this is the way it should have gone, this is the way it is in my head, mm-hmm. you're doing it wrong, which makes it even worse, which is like what's happening with a lot of Star Wars or Star Trek, like these, like, no, this is the way the story was. This isn't yours. Deal with it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Though you can also support...
I mean, that's always my complaint with Black Mirror, is like, I like the premise of a lot of their stories. It's just they like had a good premise, and then they went away that was just really boring to me with it. So, I mean, I'm in the minority. I have yet to meet someone who has watched as much Black Mirror as me, you know, and still dislikes it, or even watched like a couple episodes and dislikes it. Like, so,
they just want to, speaking of, they just won another award.
I think, Black Mirror?
What, I think was it an Emmy.
Was it like the Insomniacs?
No, it was the Star Trek one. I forgot the name of that episode. The USS Callister.
I enjoyed that episode. I thought there was a lot to it.
There was. That was not my favorite of the season. But wait,
they did what?
They won an Emmy.
No, what's
an episode?
What episode is this?
It's a Star Trek episode.
It's basically a Star
they
Trek.
They made a Star Trek episode?
Yeah, in season 3. So, Anthony, there's this great show called Black Mirror.
No, I know about it. I just am kind of in the same boat as Ted. I haven't seen near as much as he has, but besides that one where...
The million credits?
Well, whatever. Well, I don't remember what one it was, but whenever the girl who plays Tonks in Harry Potter poisons that dude, like they commit suicide together. I think it was a Christmas special. That was Black Mirror, wasn't it?
There is a Christmas special. I'm not sure if she's in...
I don't remember her real name.
There was no poisoning in the Christmas special.
I don't remember that. I remember a white...
The White Christmas episode, yeah.
Maybe it was that one.
There was no poisoning. I don't think she was in that one. They won them...
Yeah, she was.
No, the famous people in that one was the guy from Mad Men. I forgot his name. Like the main character.
Zac Efron.
No.
Why are you guys laughing?
Because you're wrong.
Oh.
Ted's bad with actors' names.
I'm also just as bad, probably. I will figure it out.
Are you even thinking of Black Mirror?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am. Maybe I'm not.
I'm trying to think if she's in any of those episodes. Because, I don't know. I think they actually have a new season coming out, too. But, yeah, there's the, you know, the White Christmas. Yes! Oh, yes, I remember.
Am I right?
You are correct. I'm not crazy. I forgot about that part. I totally did.
I didn't. That was really...
As soon as I saw the image of it, I was like, yes, you're right.
That was a really messed up episode.
That was a really good episode.
It was messed up, though.
It was.
Was that the one with the time dilation and everything?
And yeah, he's right.
There was one with time dilation? Maybe I need to give this show another watch.
Time dilation.
Well, because it's like a minute in the real world, but it's like... Oh,
that one.
With the egg?
Because that's the Christmas episode.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Is it the same episode?
Yes. Yes. This episode is like, what, an hour and a half long?
Wow, there's so much to it. I don't really remember everything in it.
Because they were talking about the horrible things.
Oh, it's an hour 13.
Oh. So, yeah, I remember now.
Because they took a lot of stuff from the first two seasons and kind of brought them into the Christmas episode. It's kind of like what they... And actually, I was wrong with the Callister. It's not third season. It's fourth season. How many seasons come out already? So the USS Callister is the first episode in the fourth season. And the last episode in the fourth season, the Black Museum, pulls stuff, a lot of stuff from all four seasons.
How many episodes are in each season?
Well, I think it's... 3 and 1.
Too many.
4 and 2.
Also, what?
6 and 3 and 6 and 4.
Where do you have to watch it?
Netflix. Netflix okay, owns cool. it all right now.
I have the Netflix. Well, I'll add it to my TV show time
Netflix
list.
Netflix officially owns seasons 3 and 4, but they have the rights to stream 1 and 2.
And then BBC owns the rest, doesn't it?
BBC does own 1 and 2. But that's the BBC even tried to get them like, no, Netflix, you can't show this. We have to have first rights to show it. We'll review the contract. Netflix has ultimate rights over it. so BBC couldn't air it first. So
Netflix is like, well, whole season out, let's boom.
Yeah, well, they even at first they were like, well, I guess if that's in the contract, sure. I mean, we're still Netflix. America is still going to, you know, not get it early enough, and they'll watch it, and the rest of the world will probably be okay with it. Whatever. And then they were like, let's look at the contract. Just make sure. Nope. We get all rights. Okay. Sorry, Channel 4.
So they ruined it for themselves? Is that what I'm getting out of that?
Yeah, they...
BBC?
Yeah, BBC thought they had full rights, but they didn't.
I have no comment.
I thought they did well. I liked it.
That's added to my TV Showtime list. I will probably watch it. Or try.
Are you trying to say you didn't like it?
Well, I watched like a few with you. It was kind of weird. Like,
just start with the first episode.
I did
the
that.
The thing is, yeah, I started with the first episode. It's weird.
Take effort.
That's really weird. And just keep on going past it.
I'd say don't start with that one as the first one. Don't do
so
it.
So what I'm hearing is this is Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, it's not an enjoyment of a TV show. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
You should start with the second episode of the first season.
Okay, I'll go
that is actually my favorite. And I think Bill would also agree that that might be one of his favorites, the 15 million merits.
Yes.
That's an okay episode.
That like, one is like, a as far really as good they go, one.
It's got 8.2 okay. stars. The first episode had 7.9.
The entire history of you is messed up. And even with me not wanting to review anything, probably destroy me even.
That one was still pretty good. That one...
No, that was the one that was about infidelity, right?
Well, there's also the idea that you could your life is recorded before right. your life, and you can review anything.
Oh, before you had it?
No, afterwards.
After you've done it, yeah. Because
like you go to a meeting, no, and then okay. you can review it. Go like, so, wait, did they really mean that way?
This is a good example of where I think they missed an opportunity. Okay.
Yeah.
So in this episode, at the very beginning, he comes off of a plane, or he's boarding a plane, and they stop him and they say, let's hook up to your thing and check where you've been to see if you're a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So huge invasion of privacy right there. Yeah. Right? Giant. And he just hooks up, no big deal. Let's
for the
do
safety
it.
Of the people.
He gets on the plane, flies to where he's going, and does the stuff, and has this really long, boring story, like where they just fight about infidelity and it's stupid. Right? Okay, but what it could have been, what I think it should have been, and this is, again, me doing what you were just complaining about, what they should have done is they should have had the system flag him for something that it saw in there, and they had to take him in for interrogation, and then the system shows them him interacting with some known terrorist, right? So...
Knowingly or unknowingly?
Well, that's the twist, because they all have a twist, right?
Yeah.
So he is able to explain all of it, and they go through a bunch of parts, and they have twists and turns, and you as the viewer are like, is he a terrorist or is he not a terrorist? And at the end, the security person is convinced that this person is not a terrorist, mm-hmm. and they let him board the plane.
And he's a terrorist.
And then the plane blows up.
So it feels like you also kind of took ideas from a few of the other episodes they've done, like Crocodile.
You know too much about this.
Did you watch Crocodile?
I don't know, maybe.
I started watching it, but then I never finished it.
I shouldn't give any more hints about that. There's that one. And the... see if I can go back. Oh, I clicked the wrong button. And let's see. What was... There was another one. I think it was season 3, actually. That I feel like you crossed over. Oh, Shut Up and Dance. Oh my gosh. Shut Up and Dance.
See, here's the thing, Bill. I've been burned too many times. You said, watch this episode. It's so funny. It's so good.
No,
I watch this episode. It's so good. So I watched them. I've watched about half the episodes. They're boring.
Ted, you watched that one, and it has the guy...
The Shut Up and Dance one?
Yes, it. He's...
From Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, like, I'm going to remember that.
Okay. The kid. He plays Alan...
That's not what, scrolling up.
Turing or Turning? What is
Alan
that?
Alan Turing.
Yeah, from The Imitation Game.
I thought that was...
He was the kid.
Cumberbatch Binterdinkle.
He was the the younger version of Benedict Cumberbatch.
I thought that was.
And then he was also in, what is it?
That's what I was laughing about.
The End of the Effing World.
Oh yeah, he liked that.
So yeah, that he's in that particular episode, and that was an interesting.
See, I categorize it as boring, even though I don't get to know what the
go to around the web.
So synopsis was
where
the thing that says around the web.
Oh,
you want me to scroll down?
No, the first you were on hovered over him.
So someone recorded him when he was dead. watching. I guess pornography.
Oh yeah, so there was
I didn't remember that one.
The virus installed on his computer.
No, and then they like made them do things and recorded that and blah blah blah. No, I remember
right,
that one.
And so that particular episode,
it just drug on. Like they could have the execution. That the idea was good, but the execution was kind of lame.
Okay, so maybe we should. I don't know. The spoiling is kind of.
I haven't spoiled anything.
Yeah. I did.
Well, you said poison, but I don't even remember that happening.
No, that's actually, I think, early in the episode.
Yeah. Is
it? I don't really remember it.
But anyways, we are over an hour at this point.
Yeah, especially with Captain Bangles. So we should probably wrap things up.
Bangle taking up all our time.
I know. That they're fun stuff. Which means we didn't talk about Apple, which means we're probably going to rename the episode and we'll talk about Apple next week.
So it is no longer iPhone Tennis Max. Is that going to be next week's episode name?
That'll probably be episode 320.
I think this episode will probably be 319. Black Mirror still sucks.
Famous last words. Go.
Black Mirror still sucks.
You still have some time to actually vote on Bill or vote on Ted on the great
Jedi debate. Lois. Mummy. Ma.
Bison.